I see you for who you are, the beauty you've had since the very start, something hidden to the naked eye when you seem lost in external highs. I see who you truly are, the depths of your soul, the complexities that patrol your mind in moments you feel out of control. It's okay because I feel you. In the moments you feel deep down lost and alone, you have the strength to continue on the road that life put you on, so that you can come back to what is real, so you could heal the lifetimes that came before you. This is what I know to be true, that you have a power within that shows from all you've walked through, a courage to go beyond all that you were told you have to do. This greatness lives in you. This is what I know you'll see to be true when you look through my eyes. You'll see there's nothing you need to look for on the outside. Only see yourself with unconditional love. And know that by simply being who you are far more than enough. That was number 42 in the book. It's in the last verse, which is called Liberate. I really, really love that poem for many reasons. When I wrote it, I wrote it to someone I care about very much and who was going through a difficult time, and I wanted to show him how I saw him and capture that in words. But it was also this kind of like other energy that was coming through in that poem that was also my future self speaking to me and where I am in my life. And I always go back to that poem when I need a bit of reassurance or a bit of love from myself to remind, like, oh yeah, sometimes I just need to look at myself through the eyes of, you know, my future self, for example, like how I look at myself now and how I looked at myself as a child, you know. And I have so much love for that young person who, you know, went through all the things that she went through and allowed me to arrive at this place in my life now. And for me, you know, the bit that really like gets to me in this poem is the line, like, the courage to go beyond all that you were told you have to do. And I just, you know, so much of our lives, you know, as a collective and as a society, there's a lot of pressure to kind of do a certain thing in order to fit into the structures that are available and that exist in this world. And you know, what I came to realize is, you know, when you go beyond that idea of what you're supposed to do or what you should do, and you tune into like what it is you want to do in the world and how you want to show up and how you want to express yourself and how you want to live, by exploring all of the different options that are available. And, you know, sometimes that means going out and seeking and looking for those options and finding out who you are through exploring the world and exploring. And, you know, that doesn't mean you have to, you know, go out and travel. You know, if you haven't got the means to do that, then, you know, start online and YouTube and all these places. There's so many different communities available to us, you know, even when we don't think that there is. And by just being open and opening ourselves a little bit more to hear and to see them, we can begin to, like, you know, find out who we are and how we want to be. And, you know, for me, that takes courage. That takes huge, huge courage to really, you know, and that's when I say the love for myself, that's what I have. I just had such courage to, you know, as a younger person, to just really like step out of, you know, all of those voices that were in my head and still exist in my head to this day, around what I should be doing or how I should be showing up, and actually explore, no, how was I as a child before I got told all these things of what I should do? And, you know, how did she express, and how can I bring that through into, you know, later years of my life? you know, with maturity and in a healthy way. And, you know, for me, that's been very much about discovering myself through all these different spaces that I've explored. And, you know, I know that that's a continuation of a journey as I, you know, explore more of the world and more of myself. But yeah, I guess that's what speaks to me in that poem. And it's really an invitation to you to, like, wherever you're at in your life and, you know, what you're finding out about yourself, like, what would it take for you to, you know, explore who you truly are and how you want to be in the world. And that does take an openness to finding out what that is, even if it's not right in front of you. And sometimes you have this, like, feeling, I know I did, like, this feeling inside, like, I knew it was there, I just didn't know what it was. And it really took me, I mean, 10 years of travel and of working in so many different industries and connecting with so many different people to actually discover kind of, I guess, pieces of that puzzle and what that foundation looked like and felt like for me. And, you know, it was a really scary and kind of challenging journey a lot of the time. It took a lot of reflection and introspection, and I'm not saying this is going to be the case for you, so, like, don't feel afraid when you hear that. You know, that whole journey was incredible, and I wouldn't change it for the world. Like, if someone was like, if you could just have that knowing immediately, you know, when you were 17 or whatever, of all the things you want, and you could just have started then, you know, would you? And I would say no, because of all the experience and all the friends and all the opportunities and all the things I did on that journey of self-exploration. And it doesn't matter what age you are or anything like that, like, we all do these things in our own timing. And I think I just feel that, you know, I really admire people who, no matter what age they are or whatever, you know, they've done in their life, or that just have that immense courage to really, you know, say, you know, actually, this is not the life that I want to live, and go out and find out what that life is. You know, I know myself well enough, and I know I'm going to have many more moments in those lives where I'm like, yeah, this is still, you know, this is still, you know, still wants expanding, and there's still, you know, versions of me that I want to get to know. And I think we fear so much, you know, that uncertainty and that change, because maybe we think it's not grounded or stable. But, you know, an image that came to me really strongly actually this morning was, you know, this big grey oak tree, and this oak tree is, you know, hundreds of years old, and it's just so grounded and sturdy and so strong, and it's just really the embodiment of strength and nature for me, and it's so rooted in the ground. Yeah, that oak tree goes through seasons as well. The leaves die, the acorns die, fall off the tree, you know, it goes through seasons of change, even though it's grounded and rooted into the earth. So for me, you know, that's that image that comes when I think about embodying what my true nature is, which is to, you know, continually go through these, you know, life and death cycles. And, you know, particularly as a woman as well, you know, we experience those with our menstrual cycles, and to get more in tune with that and the seasons of nature for me has brought so much joy in this ability to move through change with a lot of ease, but also, you know, not seek security and safety as this thing that is like a point where I arrive at and then I'm done. And then, you know, nothing bad is going to happen from here, or no challenges are going to happen from here, you know. It's more about, you know, those roots and those, that groundedness is something actually I find inside of me, and inside of myself and how I feel. And then, you know, how I experience the world is very much that through that death and rebirth cycle phase, you know, very much like nature. And that's just personally how I want to live. I think as well, you know, the lines, the complexities that patrol your mind in moments you feel out of control. I think that's, you know, something I very much find difficult as well, is like when I feel out of control, that's when, you know, all of those thoughts and all of those voices come and, you know, want to try and grab some sense of safety. And what always helps me, what I visualize in those moments, you know, now is this idea of like, yeah, we're literally on this planet that is orbiting the Earth's atmosphere. Orbiting the sun, you know, and all these other planets that are just staying in their place, the same place, they're spinning, you know, they're not going out of alignment. If they went out of alignment in some kind of way, then there would be catastrophe, right? And the fact that they're just doing that, but nothing's holding them up, nothing's keeping them spinning, bar the invisible forces of the universe. And how amazing is that? So, you know, who are we to think that we're any different? You know, we're also our own little planets in a way orbiting. So when I think, you know, I need to grab onto something, or I need to get somewhere or arrive somewhere in order to be, you know, safe and have control, you know, I'm just like, no, this is a moment when I'm like that. This is a moment to surrender and to remind myself that there are things that are allowing me to move and flow in the right way in this world. And, you know, I can trust that just as much as I can trust my own ability to respond in situations when I do have that ability to make change in my life. I read something on a friend's Substack, and it really spoke to me this morning about how, you know, surrendering to the power of the universe and saying, you know, there's something, greater forces at work that we're unable to see, does not mean surrendering your own powers in your ability to respond to the world and what's happening. And I just thought that was really powerful, a powerful image as well. And yeah. I'm going to read it again, and I invite you as you listen to see it as, you know, either, you know, your future self speaking to you, or maybe you want to speak this to, you know, someone that you really care about in your life, and you can just visualize them as you listen. But I just invite you to, you know, close your eyes and, you know, tune into wherever this poem needs to go for you today. I see you for who you are, the beauty you've had since the very start, something hidden to the naked eye when you seem lost in external height. I see who you truly are, the depths of your soul, the complexities that patrol your mind in moments you feel out of control. It's okay, because I feel you. In the moments you feel deep down lost and alone, you have the strength to continue on the road that life put you on, so that you can come back to what is real, so you could heal the lifetimes that came before you. This is what I know to be true, that you have a power within that shows from all you've walked through. A courage to go beyond all that you were told you have to do. This greatness lives in you. This is what I know you'll see to be true. When you look through my eyes, you'll see there's nothing you need to look for on the outside. Only see yourself with unconditional love. And know that by simply being who you are far more than enough. Thank you everyone for tuning into this series. It's been really a pleasure to share my beautiful book, 44, A Journey Through Poetry, with you. If you're listening on the podcast, you can find the link to purchase this book in the show notes. And if you're on the article, you'll find it in Substack as well. I hope that this series, this mini series, has allowed you to explore how amazing poetry can be as a tool for self-reflection and introspection, and hopefully sharing my journey has opened you up to exploring your own. Much love, everyone. Bye.